The Drew Marshall Show, reminding you that two thongs still don't make it right.
He was a young man, he wore a crown, a form of kings. He had a true love, and no one else mattered. Was it the promise of forever like a diamond?
Well, whether he's performing with the Vivaldi Orchestra in Moscow, boy, there's a lot of Russian stuff going on in our show today.
Yes, it's great. Needed after loss.
Headlining his own North American tour, guesting on David Foster's Hitman Returns TV special, or singing a duet with Olivia Newton-Baum. Mark Masary is opening hearts and minds with thought-provoking songs, a charismatic stage presence, and a powerful tenor voice. Regardless of style, Mark delivers emotion and a jaw-dropping range that will enchant every listener. And by the way, Mark Masary will be performing at the Rose Theater in Brampton this coming Friday, February 28th at 8 p.m. Of course, the evening will feature favorite selections from the worlds of classical, crossover, and pop, as well as new songs from his forthcoming record, created with internationally celebrated producer Patrick Hamilton. It'll be a night that will be unbelievable. Undoubtedly unbelievable. I think that's a quote. You can quote me on that.
Undoubtedly.
Shut up. RoseTheater.ca and, of course, MarkMasary.com. That's MASRI.com. Mark Masary joins us. How you doing, bud?
Bud. Great, how are you doing, Drew?
Like we're tight. Hey, bud.
Hey, man.
Jeez. So the first word out of my mouth in this interview is hernia? Seriously?
Hernia. That's what I was saying when I went to my family doctor and asked him to diagnose this unsightly bulge in the, you know, the south of the Beltline area.
Oh, that, yeah, that helps. Way to narrow that down.
Without being too specific.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I took action right away and had her fixed about 3 weeks ago yesterday, actually. So
yeah, hold on, you had her fixed? You named her?
She's got a name, yes. Her name is Trouble.
Na, 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 na. Okay, so are you okay, though, man? I mean,
I am okay, thank you.
All right.
I am great. I'm just starting to use the abdominals again, you know, for singing and so everything's okay. We'll make it through. We'll be fine.
There's another guy I know who has a number of hernias, and his name is Mike Stevens, and he's a harmonica player. He's one of the best harmonica players in the world, and he has given himself multiple hernias. That's how much he blows.
Yeah. in the amazing sense.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing. They can be, you know, any number of reasons, but I'm sure when you've got to use your diaphragm for any kind of instrument playing or singing, I'm sure that certainly contributes to your susceptibility for sure.
Did you go somewhere south to recover?
I did a week later. Had the surgery 3 weeks ago, as I mentioned, and then we went to the Caribbean for a week of sort of R&R. And
yeah, well, healing, that's so. The end of this call with Mark Masary. Folks, enjoy the concert. Where is the craziest place you've ever been, overseas, somewhere else?
Oh,
And you can't say Jamaica.
Craziest place, I would have to say, oh my goodness, I did a tour when I was in my late teens. I've been to some pretty crazy small sort of Eastern Bloc towns in Eastern Europe, and you know, from Lithuania to Latvia to, you know, and there were some pretty crazy experiences during that tour.
I think the craziest place you've ever been has been the QVC building.
Oh yes, well, see, I've tried to erase that from my memory, but yes, I have been there a couple of times.
I'm telling you, man, the women love you. It just got to get creepy, does it not?
They're all very sweet and
listen,
well.
Listen to him. Listen, yes, to him recover from this.
Yes, it can be a little bit weird at times.
What's the weirdest thing a woman has ever done?
Well, it's funny because this just happened just a little less than a year ago. A woman came up to me. I was in the lobby after the show, and she came up to me. She goes, "You look really good in those jeans." And she wrapped her arm around me. She goes, "Wow, and you feel good too." And I was like, "Wow."
Oh man,
these women are really forward these days.
Oh, is that you, Mark, or is that your hernia? Yeah, exactly.
I think I just blew it again.
Well, do you think, is it a prerequisite for a tenor to speak a little of the main romantic languages? Do all tenors kind of hunker down in these languages that you do?
Italiano, well, I mean, especially Italian. It is such a beautiful, and I'm not saying that because of the genre of music in which I find myself. It's just Italian is a very open vowel language and is very beautiful to sing in. I think that's why it is so widely embraced by the classical crossover world, and the songs that are loved happen to be in that language, you know. So it is, I mean, there is something to be said for the Latin-based languages, Italian, Spanish, and French. They're just kind of languages of love, I guess. And I think it just has a lot to do with the way vowel sounds are formed and the nice big open vowel sounds you can get out of those languages at different times. So
can you say, I need you to say something, all right? Let's do a little tiny Talentine here.
Oh, boy.
Can you say, are you fluent in Italian? I'm not fluent in English, obviously. Are you fluent in Italian?
I'm functional in Italian, and I tell people the reason why I'm functional in Italian, probably of all the languages, Italian is probably I have the greatest functionality, is because I married an Italian woman, and I had to learn enough to figure out what her mother was saying about me. So it was more defense than anything. But go ahead, let me try. I'll give it my best shot.
Okay, let's throw this one out now. Let's pretend I'm your mother.
Okay.
And I just saw that woman hugging you after the concert. What would her mother say?
She'd say, "Oh, Madonna mia, Marco, be careful." That's exactly what she'd say. That's like, "Oh, my God, Mark, be careful." And what that implies is, be careful or I will cut it off.
Oh, man.
That's exactly what it means.
Oh, that's too scary. Last time I saw you perform, you performed in the Crossroads building for their Christmas special.
And, oh, yeah. Yes, with Michelle Wright.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And really, just kind of have always enjoyed my conversations with Michelle. She's cheeky yet gentle is a great way to describe her.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart, though. Yeah. She is a sweetheart.
But I got to say, you did really, really well that night considering the audio problems that evening. So,
yeah,
well done.
There were some wonky things going on audio, but thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
everyone was contending with the same issue. So,
yeah.
I hate to be to rely or fall back on excuses, but there were some issues that night, and I think everyone knew that. So,
you're a God guy. What's your God journey? I mean, from what I understand, you grew up in a happy, clappy family. Is that right?
We did. I mean, we weren't without our challenges and our struggles. I'm the oldest of six kids. Yes, I am very much a God guy. I grew up not just because, I had a father that was, a man of the word, so to speak, and a minister, but, it's a life decision that I've embraced for myself and my family. It's not necessarily been the case for all my siblings, though, so it hasn't been as happy-pappy as perhaps some people might think. And we have the same issues and challenges as anyone else. And, every issue of life has touched us in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality of life, and our journey. It's just the decision to have, the Creator as your companion your compass is just what makes this journey perhaps a little more tolerable, if you will. It certainly makes it a lot more tolerable.
Sure.
And a lot more full of hope, that's for sure. I don't want to downplay it at all.
Can I congratulate you on, I'm going to put my foot in it again, it's a spiritual gift. I want to congratulate you on making a real career out of music as opposed to being a CCM artist.
Thank you. It was tough, Drew, at first when I knew almost right away when I started making music, recording album. My first album was actually a gospel album, and I knew almost the week I released the album, and the whole sort of the whole challenge of now getting out and marketing it and doing the circuit was upon me. I knew instantly that this was just not what I was cut out for. I just didn't feel like the church and the our family, if you will, needed any more entertainment. I just didn't feel like they needed it. They were bombarded with it.
Yeah.
And I just really felt like the, you know, the message of life delivered through music is so much more than just, you know, CCM. It's loss, it's love, it's pain, it's all of these things. And God in my life is weaved through all of it. You know, that's the difference between, you know, someone who, you know, has decided to make God their friend and their companion along life's journey, and someone who hasn't. It's just we've got someone to share these experiences in life with.
Well, and of course, you're really talking about your concerts and An Evening with Mark Masary and the songs that you do. I mean, you just stink of all emotion. You take people through the range of emotions in these songs. You know, they're not going to just sit there and just have this, I guess, sort of shallow, surfacey entertainment thing. Dude, you dig right down deep and then bring people back up, and it's a thorough workout.
Well, I don't know how to respond to that, other than that's just the way I feel my music, and that's kind of how it comes out of me, and that's the only way I can explain it. And for me to take someone on a journey, it's not about the biggest note or the highest note. It's about people feeling things and being moved and feeling some sort of association with all the emotions of life. And if we can do that in 90 minutes, then I am really thankful and pleased that I've been able to accomplish that, and that people have been able to, you know, follow along and come on the journey with me. So
okay, so Friday night, February 28th, Rose Theater, I believe it's 8 o'clock, I think, is the start time.
It is. Showtime's 8 o'clock. I love the Rose.
Oh,
this
dude.
Is my third time back there. I love that theater. I love
me
the
too.
People.
Me too.
I love the fans. They're just amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, the typical interview question, what are we going to expect? What can we expect on Friday evening?
Well, you know, some of the songs that I've recorded that have kind of become some favorites and standards of mine. Some of the Italian tunes and a couple of my sort of pop crossover English tunes. But I'm also premiering about 5 new cuts from the new album that will release second quarter this year. Hmm. And this is a critical show for me, because I'm kind of laying out the new music there. And it's been about 3 years since my last release, so we've really taken our time writing for this, and for the first time, this album has probably got more originals than previous 3 albums. So, you know, I'm excited about that, to get it out there, and yet sort of a little bit scared in the same. And it's going to be the most English I've had on an album in the last 3 albums.
And oddly enough, this concert will be in Brampton, where there's hardly any English spoken. So
exactly.
Well done. Okay, so do you think you'll ever perform with Lila Bialy, or have you already?
I haven't yet, but I would love to.
What a night. What a night that would be.
Oh, she is fantastic. I have such an appreciation for her.
Yeah.
And her work, for sure.
Well, folks, Mark Masary is who we've been chatting with. Of course, his website is markmasary.com. RoseTheater.ca is where you want to go to get your tickets for Friday, February 28th at 8 p.m., because this guy will be making you weep. He'll be making you smile. It's like a big therapy session. That's what it is. Mark Masary, Juno-nominated recording artist. What a pleasure to talk to you. I'm so glad you could join us on the show.
Thanks,
Mark.
Drew. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, dude. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Ciao.
Yeah, bye.
Concerts to comedy and everything in between, the Rose Theatre Brampton presents the very best in entertainment. The 2013-2014 season is in full swing, with performances including The Celtic Tenors, Roseanne Cash, Tower of Power, Sleeping Beauty, and so much more. For tickets and information, call the box office at 905-874-2800 or visit rosetheatre.ca.